Hello, ladies. There's another message on my heart today. And I will just start talking. So today I received a message, a picture from one of my friends. And I know that this friend is also like on her healing journey and that she's so open and so ready for marriage. Like she wants to be a wife, she wants to be a mother. And as I said, like that's a topic these days because it's very present for me too. I believe that acknowledging our pain, and this is also another topic that I always put in the frame in of the more spiritual community and also all the teachings that I have been exposed to, let's say. So there is this notion of that we human beings, that we are designed to suffer, and there's this spiritual concept that we can overcome the suffering by spirituality. And I believe that too. I believe that we can kind of soothe the pain of the human experience by the love of spirit of God, whatever you want to call it, self-love. And then we can go higher and higher. But everything that we like, what you resist persists, or what you don't acknowledge can come to the light. What you don't bring to the conscious awareness of your body, of yourself, you can't heal. So I believe that it's so important that we have to acknowledge our pain. And I am talking about, like, very specifically, I am talking about this deep, 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 deep pain of a single woman. I have been doing my healing work. I have been a certified life coach for 6 years now, and I'm in deep pain. Like, I can't say that I'm in deep pain, not only for myself, but also for myself, but for womankind, and also therefore for mankind, because everything is connected, right? Like the number one basic reality, basic truth of spirituality is oneness, wholeness. We are one. I am you and you are me. You are a part of me, and I will treat you the way I want to be treated. Yeah. Or at least with the intention. Especially when you talk about men and women, men don't need what women need, and women don't need what men need in the relationship. I'm saying that because sometimes this can go very wrong. Yeah, when we as women think we have to give men the same thing that we desire. So, but basically, it's about the intention of I want to treat you right, and I want to be treated right. And if we take this on a global scale, we can see that this is really not working, and we are not really seeing each other as different parts of ourselves. And I don't want to go too deep into that. Truth. There's this one saying or concept or practice that even like the worst of mass murderers and criminals and like brutal, wicked, violent person, at the end of the day, they want love. They became who they are through their predatory nature and also through the nurturing of the predatory instinct. And just becoming more and more savage, animal-like, and not human. Like, and for me, human means to be in the middle ground, to have your heart activated. That means human. Everything below that is just being a savage, just because it's just being a animal. So what I want to say here is that pain, to acknowledge the pain, is the beginning of healing. So many people are numb. Like, we watch so many people watch TV and they watch the news on a daily. But they never cry. They never cry because they don't feel anymore. They see what's going on, but they don't feel it. And I believe that's exactly where we got to come out of. And this can only happen through healing, to open up and free ourselves of the self-protecting mechanisms. And what that literally means is to shut your heart down. Like, protecting yourself is shutting your heart down, putting layers and layers and layers of self-protection on top of your heart so you can't feel anymore. And this is what many people have. They don't feel the pain. They don't allow themselves to feel the pain anymore because maybe at one point, because of trauma, they had to protect themselves. They shut their heart down. But that's exactly the reason why you will continue to live a mediocre life, because in order to live a very high level love-filled life, you have to get rid of the blocks in front of your heart. So the first thing is to feel the pain. If you are able to feel the pain, that's good. It's good to feel the pain, and it's good to sit with the pain. Your pain is your friend. So the pain is the beginning. Like, it's the beginning of the change. Yeah, acknowledging the pain will make you choose a new level of goodness for yourself. To feel the pain, and I'm sp speaking specifically, as I said, being like super vulnerable. But that's the thing. I believe, like, when I am vulnerable with myself, and that's not like it's not the first time that I'm doing it. Like, I have been practicing these things for years and years now. And that's why it's so easy for me to come on here and to share that with you, also just to, yeah, in the hopes of waking you up to your own feelings inside and not numb the feeling. Yeah, especially women numbing the feeling of, I don't need a man. I don't need that. Like, I don't need the protection, the provision. I don't need to be loved and cherished and respected. And then therefore, yeah, it's deeply in our mind, then therefore going out and sleeping with different men. It's because you haven't acknowledged the pain. Like, if you would acknowledge the pain, many people don't allow themselves to feel the pain because the f pain can literally, like, sweep you away. You can be so flooded and drowned by the pain that you have suppressed for all this time. That's why I invite you and people into my safe container, where I can hold you and give you the room and the space and the help and the information, the practices for you to feel it, and at the same time not drown, but actually transform it into something better and heal. So it's the pain that will help us to set new standards. If we, like, at this point in my life right now, as I'm speaking, I feel the pain of, yeah, not being cared for, that no man, like, is wanting to care for me. And I feel the pain. I feel the pain. Yeah. And this is what gives me the ability to select. Yeah, it's not that I don't attract men, I do. But, like, you're not able, you're not willing and able to care for me on the level that I want to be cared for. And the level that I want to be cared for is that I want to really be safe, in a safe container, in a house provided for, protected for, and with the acknowledgement of men, that women have it hard. Like, men have it hard too, but imagine a woman who's not designed to go out there. And that's, like, as I said in the beginning, that's what my friend sent me. It was a picture of Wonder Woman. Like, it was a naked woman, and she, like, took her clothes off, and you could see it was a Wonder Woman costume. And beneath the Wonder Woman costume, when she was naked, you could see all her bruises. Yeah, where she was cut, where she was hurt. And that's the thing, like, we glorify this Wonder Woman concept so much, like the strong, independent woman. But honestly, I don't want to be her anymore. Like, I don't want to be her. Yeah, it's a false, it's a deception. It's a false deception. It's a construct. It's not good. A woman has to stand up for herself if necessary, but a woman is not designed and doesn't really want, if you're honest with yourself, we are not designed to go out there and fight all the time. We don't want to. We will only do it if we really, really have to. Like one of my mentors always says, it's a, what is it? It's a safe, it's a mechanism that we can use. Like women have a little bit of testosterone, so we can protect ourselves, that we could like go out and hunt for ourselves if the men of the tribe were missing. But there are enough men. But where are the men who stand up for the woman? Where are the men who stand up for the woman? Like most of the messagings we get is like men speaking down on women, insulting women, abusing women, exploiting women, and not having the capacity to love and protect a woman. That is the mass messaging. And it's so toxic, and I'm so tired of it. And at the same time, again, coming back to the pain, if you feel it, you can learn to set new standards for yourself and really see clearly where you're like, okay, no, like I don't feel safe around you. You don't care about me. Like you don't care about me. You only want my body. You only want my pussy. You want to exploit me. You want to abuse me and you want to exploit me. But if we don't use these very straight up terms, we can deceive ourselves some more. We can deceive ourselves some more. So when you start caring for yourself more than anything and anyone else in the world, in this universe, you will find this new set point of love. As I said, like it's so important to feel the pain and let the pain really be your transformative power, because that's what it is. Like the pain will be the catalyst to something better. But if we don't allow ourselves to feel the pain and numb it, the hurt will just continue. It's kind of like a, if we numb something, if we numb the pain, here is the bruise, and it can't be healed out in the open. We numb it, as I said, like we numb our heart with the mechanisms, the survival and self-protection mechanisms, like self-denial, I don't have it right now, all of them, but we will deny the pain. We will give ourselves some kind of story, that will make us feel that it's okay to numb ourselves. But behind that, behind the veil, behind the numbing, behind the self-protection, behind the self-defense, is our beating heart, which is very sensitive. And all that we want as human beings, and as literally everything in nature, we want, like, love is flowing through us. That's life. Like life force energy is love. And we want to feel love. If we think we have to protect ourselves, it also keeps us from feeling love, like giving love and receiving love, because there's a block, there's a wall in front of it. So if you remove the wall, you can feel the pain. But if you keep on feeling the pain, you can alchemize it. You can transform it into the force that can become love. And feel the pain to be sensitive enough to feel what is not good for you. Because there's also this saying, like, love is pain, but love doesn't have to be pain. Maybe activating your heart can feel painful because you get all of the pain reflected and you're able to feel it now. But love is not pain. Love is love. Love is love. But if you're able to feel love, you will also be able to feel pain, because you will be able to feel everything. That's the secret. When you're willing and able to grow higher, you will also feel more and more pain. But I can tell you, you will also grow stronger with that. But that's what I want to say. I wrote something down here, but I don't know why I wrote down the laws of religion, the rules of God, karma, natural consequence. I don't know why I wrote that down. Yeah. So don't numb yourself. Don't numb yourself with drugs. Don't numb yourself with alcohol. Don't distract yourself from everything, from feeling yourself with videos and music and talking to people and going here and there and doing like everything. Like, we live in the world where everything is a distraction right now, like literally everything. And even like the ancient philosophers have said that already, that this world is so full of distractions, even back then. But look at us, 2023. Like, we are so disconnected from our bodies. Our bodies. That's what's up. Like, that's the reality. Yeah. And don't disconnect from yourself. Don't disconnect from your heart. Don't talk yourself out of the pain. As I said, like, especially with this topic, don't talk yourself out of it and say, I don't need a man. Like, I'm fine. No, you're not. Like, I'm not fine. I am not. I can say that I am not fine, even though I'm sitting here. Like, this is not a, like, I'm not sending a signal for anybody to come rescue me. But yeah, maybe yes, I am, like my husband. Yeah, but I don't feel like I am, you know, like I'm not going crazy. Let's say that. Yeah. But it's a signal. Like, it can be, if you open it up, like, let it be a signal. Let it be a signal. Let it be a signal for your husband to come rescue you, to come save you. As I said before, if you know my videos, there was one like very important, yeah, happening in my life where one guy said, "You're so needy," and I realized, yes, I am needy. Today I've learned that the need that I have for love and connection is normal. It's a very normal human need. All human beings have that. He is the toxic one. He's not able to connect. He's a predator. Like, he will come and exploit a woman like me, and he will abuse a woman like me, and then think he's the one who's in the upper seat or upper hand. He has the upper hand by then making me feel less than by saying you're needy. But we're all needy. We're all in need for love. And again, as I said, by acknowledging the pain that I got from this bruise, I can choose differently. I am still needy, but I will not go look for something that I can clearly see that person is not able, willing, and able to give to me. You understand? So I am hurt. Yes, I am in pain, and I will show myself while I'm in pain. This is also something that that is, of course, like, now this is my platform, this is my YouTube channel, and I'm like, my intention is to make you aware and to create a safe space. Yeah, I know the internet is definitely not a safe space, but I can protect myself, like, in real life now. But literally making ourselves vulnerable in public, let's say, that can make us, yes, so vulnerable that we will get attacked. But like, I know what is what and who is who. So I am no longer afraid. You understand what I mean? Like, I can still have clear senses. If it's unconscious, that's the whole thing. If it's unconscious, if my need and my longing for human connection is unconscious, and I can't put my finger on it, I can't verbalize it, I don't know what is going on inside of me, I will, like, my drive, my deepest subconscious instinct will get me out there and attract a man without setting the right boundaries and the right standards. Like, today, if you've seen other videos of me today, I am a high advocate for women not sleeping with men before marriage, and women, like, really having standards for men. Because back in the days, the standard for a man to have a wife is that he has, like, overcome, I like to call it, overcome the physical world. Like, he has to have like, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Like, he has to go to school, learn something, then apply his knowledge so he can make money. And then he has to build like a house, shelter, food, and clothing for himself and for the wife and kids. And then you, from there, yeah, from that level, you have to first do all of that by yourself. You have to study, you have to get an education, you have to apply your studies, you have to go to work, and then you have to come up straight and get to the wife's father and the family. And introduce yourself and be accepted by the tribe of the woman. And then you get to like pay for the wedding and get the woman. And then she's your woman. Like you literally did something for her. You sacrificed for her. You bought her. Yeah. You offered money because the woman is so precious and you have to show yourself as a man, which is very healthy, natural concept of human beings, because a man, a male, has to, like, men love to fight, and they grow and they become better by achieving certain things in order to then gain it. Yeah, that's why men who make money, they appreciate what they have paid their money for, because they had to earn it. They worked for it, and now they're like, okay, I bought this. I will take care of it, the house, the car, the watch. And it's the same thing with the woman. And but we have sunken so deep in our consciousness that men, or some men, I don't want to generalize it, but many men don't see the woman as like this precious, precious, delicate diamond that she is, but also because women don't see themselves as that anymore, which is so sad. And I can just speak from my own experience. I didn't see myself as that for a long time because nobody taught me. Like, my mom didn't teach me, my dad didn't teach me, this culture didn't teach me, but I had reference points. Like, I studied culture, I studied and I saw other cultures, like Muslim culture. Also, the Ghanaian culture is about that, everything I just said, and also other traditional cultures. Like, that's what men have to do to get women. But yeah, but that's what I want to say. I don't know how we landed here again, but yeah, so I am in pain. I am in pain at the same time, I want you to feel into your own pain as well. Like, take off the performance, take off the facade, take off the protection mechanism, take off the masks. Take off the mask, everything that you're putting on, so you can be accepted. Yeah, like, you're not a burden. One very big fear of women is to be a burden. Yeah, I don't want to be too much. I want to make it easy for anybody. Like, why? Because it's so easy to get access to, you know. Like, if somebody actually really likes you, they have to jump over the burden. They have to jump over the hurdle. You get me? But we want to make it easy. Why? Easy is cheap. Now, you understand? Like, don't make it easy. Like, be who you are and stand up for yourself in the most humble way. Like, I am hurt and I will not accept this kind of treatment. Yeah. And I can hear it. Like, I listen to Tems. You know, Tems, the singer, I think she's from Uganda, like this Afrobeat singer. I love her. I love her music. And I feel like as she's also singing about this, like, we are living in times of pain, pain and suffering. And like, I am not an angel, but I'm not an angel, but I'm a girl that knows the truth. And I know the truth about myself. And I'm yearning for a man that can honor me and respect me. And I believe that this should be the cry of many women. Like, I believe that I'm saying that because I want to inspire you to cry that out and to voice that and to say that and to be that and don't and dare to say that. Like, I am hurt and I want to say that. Yes, and I want to be taking into I can't take myself into my arm. That's the last thing I want to talk about, is that I'm not only doing this for me, but mankind and womankind, as I said. And I can learn to give the love that I'm longing for. I can learn to give it to myself. by protecting myself, right? Like when I feel my pain, I have to learn how to get, and this is also what I've learned is that of course we all have the feminine aspect and we have the masculine aspect, and I believe a woman will then be like fully in her power and fully in her completeness when she truly acknowledges her feminine side, the vulnerability, the pain, the yearning. But at the same time, when she covers herself, when she covers herself, when she protects herself, when she loves herself, that is the divine masculine within the woman. Yeah, you acknowledge your true essence and you use your masculine side to cover, protect, and provide for yourself. Yeah, to be like, it's okay, baby. Like, you don't have to get with no abusive men. Yeah, like if you're yearning and you're honest about it, but you will not settle for less. You will not settle for less. And that's the male energy inside of you that will be like, no, like he's not the one. Like, he can't take care of you the way I, the masculine aspect within me, the way I can take care of you, or I can take care of myself. You understand? So your masculine in the outside has to be as loving and protecting as your own masculine inside of you. You understand? So yeah, we can learn to give it to ourselves, and I believe that's the first step. Like, we have to do that. And but also not fully. And again, this is can be another deception that you can never fully quench the thirst for connection, because we are designed to connect to each other. We are designed as a man and a woman to come together and to learn to love ourselves. Yeah, very important. Learn to love ourselves. We come together in respect. We come together in acknowledging our different nature. And then we come together to learn to love ourselves. And that's why we're here, I believe, on this planet. Like, you don't talk yourself into, I will be alone and I can be alone. I can give everything that I need to myself. You can for one certain extent, but you can't really fully. Yeah. So, yeah. We are meant to be together. And I believe that this is my pledge to womankind, that you acknowledge the pain within yourself. And whether you're single, whether you are a single mom, whether you are already married or you're divorced, it doesn't matter where you are. I believe that there's still so much more love that we want to experience as well, like that we acknowledge the pain and then also therefore the yearning for more. Again, I did a podcast episode about like this deep, deep, deep black hole of the feminine spirit. Like, we are like this deep, deep, unsatiable black hole. Like, we always have desires and we want more and more and more and more and more and more love. We want that. So I want you to acknowledge that within yourself and not to cover it up. Don't play it cool. Don't play the Wonder Woman. Don't pretend that you're super strong. Don't do that. Like, I can really say that also from my personal experience. I have learned to not pretend to be her, because I have shown myself in my own personal life experience that I can do the things that I set myself to do, like whether it be education, whether it be jobs, whether it be whatever contests or just setting up my business. I can do the things that I really love. And at the same time, like, just recently, I worked in sales, which is a very, very masculine, cold ass, factual business. But I learned to apply my masculine energy to the sales call and to handle my business with structure and care. And at the same time, with my colleagues, which like who were mainly men, I was meek. Like, that's the word that comes to my mind. Like, I was quiet. I was receptive of them feeling my delicate nature. Like, I didn't want to play cool and tough anymore, because it was also, it's exhausting. And what I realized is when I just became more and more me and more of my feminine self, they also rose up kind of to the occasion, and they handled me with more care. Like they took care of me, and they invited me out, and they took care of me like brothers and uncles. And I really, really, really appreciated it so much. And I gave myself the gift to be treated like a woman. Yeah. And this requires a lot of de-armoring, de-armoring, de taking off the protection shield in front of our hearts. And yeah, I want that for all women, yeah, to feel, as I said, to feel, and feeling is everything, pain. But if you feel the pain, you feel it, and then it will also go, because after the pain comes the next level, and it can be love, it can be joy, but it can also be pain, and pain can be a very, very good inspiration to create. Yeah, so that's me. And yeah, I also believe, like, that's my pledge at the end, really, is, as I said, I believe is if a woman is like in her pain, and if she says like, I don't know, I no longer accept that kind of treatment, because it just doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve my soul. It doesn't serve my real true well-being, not from a place of entitlement in terms of like, I am so extra, you know? Like, that's not it, but really from this more hurt feeling and being like, no, I can't do this to myself anymore. Like, I wouldn't want that for me, and I wouldn't want that for any other woman, which will result also in you not giving away your body, giving away your body for sex with random men who don't take care of you. Like, really realize you don't care about me. So when women, and there was a movie like that, and I really mean it, when women say no to men on a mass scale, yeah, of course there will be prostitutes, and there will be like other women sex workers. They're gonna still remain probably, but then men will realize, no, the good women will not be available for random casual sex. And when the women set the standards, like, you have to be a provider, protector, a kind man in order to be with me, and to sleep with me, you have to rise to the occasion. And I believe it's in women's power if we acknowledge that the way the world is set up right now is just for our exploitation. And you have to understand that, because yes, it is a man's world, but a woman is the one who can alchemize it to the next level. That's what I believe. I believe that if women give men access, like, men will exploit us the way they exploit the earth, because that's exactly what it is. Men have exploited the earth, because without the woman, a man doesn't have access to the higher realms of compassion and love and all of that. That is the feminine, and that is the earth. And look what we're doing to the earth. Look what we're doing to the ground, to the soil, to the seeds, to nature, to the seas, to the forests. What are we doing to nature? We're exploiting nature on a mass scale. And the same thing is happening with women. And we kind of, because we are indoctrinated by the patriarchy or a masculine mindset, and literally really becoming a deeper and deeper demonic mindset. Like, I really want to say that, because like the music and the movies and the culture really that we're in, it's just dragging us deeper and deeper down into the cold, hard reality. And I believe that women, if we feel the pain, we are also capable to heal, and then to feel love again. And then to either, you meet me here, you meet me at the level of love, or you don't get to be with me. And I know it requires transformation, a lot of transformation on your side. It took a lot of transformation. Like blood, sweat, tears, money, dedication, discipline. It took a lot for me to arrive at this point, and I hope to inspire you to meet me here. Otherwise, There's no coming together. All right. So, yeah, I'm very happy that I shared that with you because, again, we don't have to pretend that everything is happy and happy, happy, fun in order to inspire other people. No, like most of the good things, they were born out of pain. So, just like a new world, you know, like giving birth is also pain, but it results in new life. So that's it for today. So stay classy, keep yourself covered, and yeah, talk to you soon. Like, subscribe, share this with a friend, let me know what you think, and I'm looking forward to build this community more and more. So that's what we're here for. Peace.